Yeah, anymore if somebody wanted to do this work, they could, you know, see, I have an EET from Lawrence Beck, or LTU, as they call it now. And anymore, that would be that would still be the path. There used to be, like, REST and what was that other one, ITT. There used to be places that specifically trained radio people, and there were a lot of guys that would come out of that. But nowadays, the path I took is probably the norm, would be the norm. The difference is that, you know, there were a lot of places for me to take that, you know, EET, and then, you know, hone it into a radio thing. Now, I was working in the field. I guess you'd say an apprenticeship. You know, I started off as an installer, you know, back in, like, 1978, 79. You know, when I was a kid, still in high school, and I was doing installations of, you know, pretty significant systems, not just car stereo installations. I was doing IMPS telephones, so it required at least a little bit of understanding of some of the fundamentals, but, you know, not huge. And, you know, and then at that place, an opportunity arose for me to start doing some small repairs and things like that, you know, and, you know, it just kept going from there. I just kind of parlayed my, you know, and then it was individual repairs on equipment down to the component level, where the skills learned with an EET would be somewhat beneficial. But there's something to be said about having just a knack for it. Almost every guy in this field now was, you know, the guy that was tinkering with electronics on his own, you know, and he was, and I mean component level, you know, the older guys, you know, we were building radios or test systems, or, you know, we were like, ooh, in the back of a magazine, figuring out how to convert our TV so that we could, you know, bootleg, you know, con TV and stuff like that. So, you know, we just had this, you know, it was kind of like a certain personality, gravitated. That's gone. It just doesn't exist anymore. It's not quite the same.